Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Tourette syndrome is a condition that affects a person's central nervous system and causes tics. And this condition starts in childhood. To talk about Tourette syndrome is Dr. Thomas Koch. He's a pediatric neurologist and director of pediatric neurology education and residency at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Koch, tell us more about Tourette syndrome.
Tourette syndrome is a common disorder, which is a neurologic disorder characterized by repetitive, stereotyped movements or vocalizations, which are called tics.
And how many children and teens in the U.S. really have Tourette syndrome?
It's estimated that approximately 1% of the population may have Tourette's.
And I mentioned that the symptoms begin in childhood. Early childhood, later stage childhood, when might these symptoms present?
Typically, the symptoms will present between 3 and 9 years of age.
And is there a range of severity of symptoms?
Correct. It can range from a very mild form with occasional simple tics, which wax and wane, so there may be periods of time when they're more pronounced and periods of time when they seem to almost disappear and then come back. Or there can be progressive increase in the tics and they can be nearly daily or constant.
Does something in particular cause these flare-ups where the symptoms wax and wane?
Most patients will express that anxiety and stress can increase their tics. And on the flip side of that, oftentimes I'll ask patients, is there anything that you can do to help decrease your tics? And oftentimes relaxation or getting involved in a task. Oftentimes many children report that if they play video games and get really focused and concentrate, the tics will decrease.
And do all children who have Tourette syndrome need treatment?
No. If the tics are mild, the best thing to do is just to kind of observe them, talk to the family about relaxation techniques and other sorts of things which may help bring the tic burden down. In the world of therapy, there are medications, of course, but there are also some behavioral treatments such as what's called habit reversal or a comprehensive behavioral intervention for tics known as CBT, which is somewhat like cognitive behavioral therapy. And also, some people will respond to magnesium and vitamin B6.
And when you mention some of these therapy or behavioral approaches, can even young children learn some of these skills that you're now talking about?
That's actually an excellent question. The CBT therapy, which is this like cognitive behavioral therapy, is very effective in children as well as adults. But as you suggest, the child has to be aware enough of the tics, and oftentimes that recognition doesn't occur until approximately 10 years of age.
Dr. Koch, thanks for providing this information about Tourette syndrome.
You're very welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.